Previously on the Fina Mendoza Mysteries.
I got a job, Papa. $5 a day to walk Senator Something after school.
Senator Something?
That's his name, the dog's name. I'll bet he could scare away any stupid old cat, demon or not.
Fina, there's no such thing as the demon cat of Capitol Hill.
I knew you were going to say that.
Occasionally, people will see a black cat that swells to the size of a Mini Cooper. It usually makes an appearance right before something really bad happens.
I've got to get back to L.A., Gabby. Your grandmother's in the hospital. I'll call as soon as I get some news. You girls go to school tomorrow as usual, and call me day or night if you have any problems.
My name is Fina Mendoza. I moved to Washington, D.C. with my older sister, Gabby, because Papa works in the U.S. Capitol. He's a congressman. Me? I solve mysteries.
Answer the door. No, wait. Look out the window and see who it is.
It's Claudia from Papa's office.
Good morning. I brought these for your father to look at when he gets back to town on Tuesday. Proposed amendments to the water bill.
You work on Sundays?
I work every day of the week.
Really?
No, not really. I thought I'd see if you guys needed anything. If you were okay without your dad around.
Did Papa ask you to check up on us?
Not exactly. No, your dad gets in trouble with the ethics committee if he has his staff run personal errands for him. So I dropped by on an official errand, hence the file folders. Checking in on you guys was my idea.
I don't care whose idea it was. Come on in. Don't trip on the boxes.
Jeez, it's like an Amazon warehouse in here.
We're unpacking them for Abuelita. 2 boxes a day, a piece.
Ugh, you know, you guys need to get out of the house for a while. Hey, want to go to the National Zoo? I've got my car.
Sure, but I don't think Gabby wants to go.
Did you say you have your car, the electric one?
Yep.
I'm in.
Really? You hate the zoo.
Says who?
Come on, let's go.
So, Claudia, why does an electric car turn itself off at the stoplights?
Well,
have you ever run out of electricity on the beltway? Why do they call it a beltway instead of a freeway? In Los Angeles, we call it a freeway.
So what do you think?
Pandas are kind of boring.
How so?
All they do is take the leaves off the bamboo sticks and chomp down on the wood. And they're dirty, too. Their fur is more dirty brown than white.
Can we go back to the Reptile Discovery Center? I want to see that South American anaconda again.
I don't like snakes.
I tell you what, Gabby, you go see your reptiles, and Fina and I, we will wander over to see the tigers, okay? And we'll meet back in about 20 minutes at the hot dog shack. As long as you don't tell your father I'm feeding you junk food.
Deal. The old ones look angry and bored at the same time.
What do you mean?
You can tell they don't want to be here. In the zoo, I mean. I feel kind of sorry for them.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, but aren't the little Sumatra cubs cute? Oh, those big blue eyes and the little striped faces. They don't seem to care that they're stuck in a zoo with a bunch of humans watching them.
I love how they chase each other around the moat, hissing and spitting at each other. And then 1 minute later, they're best friends again, licking each other clean.
Yeah, and the whole time their mom barely opens one eye, just making sure once in a while that they haven't fallen into the pond.
They move just like a cat. A cat. A demon cat.
Here, pen and paper.
How did you know?
I've worked for your dad for more than a year now. I'm pretty good at figuring out what he wants before he even knows he wants it. Must be a family thing.
Thanks. Done. Thank you. Here's your pen.
Keep it. I've got plenty. Hey, let's see if we can wrestle your sister away from those snakes.
Fina! Fina, are you okay? What have you done? There's spaghetti sauce everywhere! On the cabinets, all over the floor, on your socks?
I was trying to help make dinner.
Spaghetti boiling over? Stop. Don't help and don't move. You'll cut your feet.
I thought you'd be glad.
Glad? Glad I have a little sister who throws jars of spaghetti sauce across the kitchen? Glad I moved to Washington 3,000 miles away from my life, my friends, leaving a state where they actually treat you like an adult at 15 and a half.
What's the big deal about 15 and a half? You already had your quinceañera.
How can you be so stupid? I cook the dinner. I know what I'm doing. You walk your stupid dog and leave me alone.
But
don't move. You'll cut your feet. Here, catch.
Rain boots?
Yeah, for your feet. Put them on, or do you want to get cuts?
What?
You've got spaghetti sauce on your nose. I've heard of raining cats and dogs, not spaghetti sauce.
Cats!
Don't start up with your demon cat.
But the jar jumped from my hand. Another catastrophe! Catastrophe! Is that what that word means? Bad things caused by a demon cat?
Fina, stop!
What else could that cat be planning for the Mendoza family? How can I stop it?
Fina, take a breath. I'll clean up this mess later. Come see what I'm building down the hall.
How come the coffee table's way back here?
I'm making a Dia de los Muertos altar.
A Day of the Dead altar?
Dia de los Muertos is about more than those little sugar skulls Abuelita used to give us. The first 2 days of November are All Saints Day and All Souls Day, when we remember people in heaven and those who died and are waiting to go to heaven.
Abuelita used to bring a little picture of Abuelo to Mass. She put it on a special altar full of candles and flowers and food.
Like the picnic we had last year at All Souls.
All those graves decorated with tangerines, or pan dulce, or a coffee can full of marigolds. And the ones with bottles turned upside down and bottle caps on the headstone.
Look at this one, Abuelita. That boy was only a year older than me when he died.
Here, mija.
Baby wipes?
To clean off your mama's gravestone. Fina, you gonna spread out this blanket? Ay, Dios. Oh, this basket is heavy.
What did you bring, Abuelita?
Roses from your mama's garden. And a box of C's candy. But
just the dark chocolate nuts and chews, because mama didn't think the milk chocolate ones were worth the calories.
And a copy of the Los Angeles Times.
Because mama loved to read the paper first thing in the morning, hoping to get all the way through the comics before she had to leave for work. She must have drunk half a pot of coffee.
You're 2 steps ahead of me, mija.
That's why we stopped at Starbucks.
Por supuesto. You think I would spend that kind of money on a cup of coffee for myself?
I wish Papa was here with us.
Oh, Gabby, you know Papa would break into little pieces if he thought about Mama being gone.
I suppose you're right.
No, mijas. Laugh loudly. This is why we have come. To celebrate this time with your mama. She is in heaven, ¿verdad?
So she is happy. And she wants you to be happy también. She is with us here today, in spirit. But she is with you always, in our hearts.
It was like our own private party with Mama.
I thought we should make our own Dia de los Muertos altar. Here, for Mama. I found this pillowcase with a bunch of lace for a tablecloth. I couldn't find any roses, but...
Hey, aren't those the little flowers from the house next door?
Maybe. Okay, so it's not the Los Angeles Times, but there's a story in the Washington Post about how the Nationals hired a Dodger coach.
Mama loves the Dodgers!
No sees candy, but I saved the last brownie.
Now all we need is a cup of coffee.
Ta-da!
But what about Papa? We never told him about our trip with Abuelita. What would he say if he saw the altar for Mama?
Don't worry, we'll take it down before Papa gets home.
Wait. I was unpacking one of the two moving boxes and found our old photo albums. Look, here's a picture of Mama at a Dodger game.
Perfect. Put her right in the middle.
There. Welcome to Washington, Mama. Gabby?
Hmm?
Thanks for not yelling at me about the spaghetti sauce.
The day's not over yet.
Come on, Senator Something. No drinking out of the fountain. Stop that. You're really in the doghouse, Senator Something. That lady from the OCAS says it will cost $360 to fix the Washington Monument you chewed up. Yes, I know you're sorry. Listen, I have a plan about the demon cat. I know Papa said to stay out of the crypt, but I have to find a way to stop our bad luck. Splattered spaghetti sauce is one thing, but breaking Abuelita's leg is serious. And what if something happened to Papa or Gabby or to me? The only way to stop the curse is to find out more about the demon cat. I need an expert, Senator Something. Someone who knows the crypt like the back of his hand. Someone like a Capitol tour guide. I have to find a way to get back in the crypt incognito. Ah. That means in disguise. I don't want that Capitol Police woman to recognize me. I thought about wearing an eye patch or a wig or pretending that I have a limp, but I figure the best disguise is no disguise at all. No, Senator, you can't come with me. I have to do this alone. So here's the plan. I'll stand in line with all the tourists at the Capitol Visitor Center and find a bunch of students and just blend in. All the tours end in the Capitol Crypt. And when I get there...
So the Capitol would have burned to the ground entirely in 1814, thanks to the British, if not for a midsummer rainstorm which put the fire out. Now, are there any questions?
Yeah. Where's the nearest pizza place?
Any other questions about the U.S. Capitol?
What can you tell us about the demon cat?
Demon cat?
The demon cat of Capitol Hill? Her paw prints are over here. 5 or 6 little paw prints.
Let me see. I want to see.
You're right. There are paw prints here. You say they belong to who?
The demon cat of Capitol Hill. It's really bad luck if you see her. Bad things happen, like a grandmother breaking her leg, or a congressman losing an election, or...
Yes, well, let's get back to the visitor center. Let's not scare the tourists.
Yes, but what can you tell me about the demon cat?
Nothing. Legends and myths are not part of the official tour.
You're home. Gabby, Papa's home.
I'm in the kitchen.
How's Abuelita?
On the mend. Your Abuelita sent me home with a present. You want to explain the cinnamon stick?
It's to protect us from the curse of the demon cat. She's why the spaghetti sauce exploded and why Abuelita broke her leg. And Papa, they say if you see the cat, you could lose your next election.
Oh, so the demon cat is a political analyst.
I'm serious, Papa.
Yes, I see you are.
Or you could die, Papa.
We're all going to die. Someday, mija. But not now. And not because of a cat, demon or otherwise. Do you understand?
Yes, but I...
I know. The house historian.
The what?
Believe it or not, the House and the Senate have their own history experts. Go talk to the historian. He knows everything. If there's anybody on Capitol Hill who'd know what to do about your demon cat, it would be him.
Anybody hungry? It's a special mole recipe.
I see that.
Chicken and bananas.
They're blue.
Hey, I worked for 2 hours on this dinner. The recipe called for lemon juice. We didn't have any. How was I supposed to know? That's what keeps the bananas from turning blue.
Dodger blue. Excelente.
Oh, and guess what else? Fina and I have been unpacking boxes. Look what I found in one of my boxes today.
Our old Monopoly set!
Hey, that's the one I used to play with when I was your age.
Wanna play?
On one condition. I get to be the hat.
I get the race car.
I guess I'll take the dog. But I'm only playing if Gabby promises not to stick her hand in my face every time I land on her property and yell, pay up.
I can't help it if I'm like Papa.
Like me.
You love to win. Back when you worked for the union, you used to dance a kind of victory dance around the kitchen every time you signed a new contract.
Oh, I never used to do that.
Abuelita says you danced in the front yard the night Mama said she'd marry you too.
I do remember that.
But the night you won your election to Congress, you didn't dance.
I was thinking of all the things I promised to do for the people in our community when I got to Washington. I guess I was thinking about what came next.
You mean marching in parades and going to town halls where everybody has a complaint about something they don't like or a problem they want fixed?
Congressman Mendoza, what about the broken sidewalk on my street?
Congressman Mendoza, I lost my Medicare card. And I've been waiting for more than 1 month for them to send me a new one. It always seems like people are mad at you, Papa. Like it's your fault they're having problems.
Ah, the life of a politician.
You know what I hate? Seeing all those yard signs all over the neighborhood with somebody else's name on them. How dare they run against you for Congress?
Don't touch them, Fina. That would be vandalism. They'll put you in jail, and wouldn't that be a fine thing for my campaign?
I didn't touch them, but I did spit on them when nobody was looking.
Oh, go to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Fina, it's my turn. Pass it. Thank you.
Come in.
You don't look like a house historian.
What does a house historian look like?
Old, with a beard.
Nope, no beard. Come on in. How can I help you?
What can you tell me about the demon cat?
The demon cat? No one's asked about that for a while. Have you seen her?
I think so.
And you want to know whether you'll be haunted by bad luck to the end of your days?
Sort of.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
What does that have to do with the demon cat?
Stick with me here. There's a strong belief that if you bring bits of lava rock back from Hawaii, the volcano goddess Pele will be angry and you'll be cursed with bad luck until you return the rock.
Is it true?
People believe it. And lots of people say they've had tons of bad luck, lost luggage, broken engagements, all kinds of calamities, until they return the rocks.
You're saying I'm having bad luck because I believe the demon cat story?
Maybe. Maybe not. If we go to history.house.gov, well, the U.S. Capitol Historical Society says back in the 1940s, if you wanted to get a job with the Capitol Police, it helped to have a relative who was on the force, and that meant a lot of not very well-qualified folks were cops on the Hill in those days. Some of them, shall we say, drank a bit too much, even on duty. One day, the story goes, one particular guard was taking a nap on duty, and while he was lying down on the floor of the crypt, a creature of some sort licked his cheek. He opened his eyes and saw what looked like a gigantic monster.
And because he thought he was standing up, he figured the cat was as tall as he was. A giant cat. A demon cat. But that doesn't explain what I saw or all of our bad luck. Or how to stop whatever bad thing happens next. Come on, Senator Something. Hurry up and do your business. Not all of us have a big furry coat to keep us warm. Forget it. There's no water in the fountain. Papa says they turn off the water when it gets cold. Fine. Don't believe me. We'll walk over and let you see for yourself. Satisfied now? It's not my fault. Look, if they left the water on, it would turn to ice and crack the fountain and burst the pipes. Now what? Oh, not the Bartholdi fountain. The water will be turned off there too, and I don't feel like walking down the hill and back. I'm cold. Hey, stop pulling. Don't. Come back here, Senator Something. Stop. Stop. Senator Something, stop! Do not cross the street! No! Look out for the car! No, no, no! Please, Lord, don't let him die! Don't let him be dead! Please, please, please! Oh, you've won, Demon Cat! You won! Senator Something is dead all because of me and the curse! Oh, Senator Something, you're alive!
Hey, I'm sorry, I didn't see him.
You're the guy from Congresswoman Mitchell's office. Oh, Senator Something, don't move. You'll be all right, boy. You'll be all right.
Oh, wow. What are we going to tell the boss? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
That's what you're worried about? Getting in trouble with your boss? We've got to help Senator Something. We need to get him to the doctor. Now! And hurry! Hold on, Senator. Oh, Doctor, how is he? Senator Something.
Don't worry, he's going to be okay. No running around for a few weeks, no baths, and he'll have to stay overnight.
Can I see him?
Come on back.
Oh, his poor legs in a cast.
Somebody's happy to see you. We gave him some painkillers, so he's a little dopey.
Hey, Senator Something. I'm so sorry. That tickles my nose.
Looks like there are no hard feelings.
Maybe not from him, but I'm not so sure about his owner.
You're not the owner?
Oh, Senator something, baby. My poor little pooch.
Here's his leash, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Please, I'm not interested in talking with you right now.
I'll just go now. Goodbye, Senator something.
Is my daughter here, Fina Mendoza?
Papa? Papa! Papa! Oh, papa!
Ready to go, Fina Fine?
It was my fault, papa. I was careless. The way you say I'm always careless and irresponsible, and Senator something almost died because of me.
That's not the story John told me.
John?
Congresswoman Mitchell's staffer. He feels worse than you do. He knows he was going too fast coming out of the parking garage. He told me how you were the one who took charge after the accident. And that's what it was, Fina. An accident.
If only I had been holding the leash tighter.
If onlys will eat us up, Fina. We all make mistakes. It's what we do after our mistakes that shows our character.
But it's Senator something who has the broken leg. He's the one who almost died. And I'll never see Senator something again.
You don't know that for sure, Fina.
I saw Congresswoman Mitchell's face when I gave her back the leash. And Papa, it's not the dog walking money. I love Senator something.
I know you do. I know it's selfish. But I'm glad it wasn't you who was hit by that car, Fina.
There's little water spots on your glasses, Papa. And it's not raining. You never cry, Papa. Except about Mama. And now about me. It's okay, Papa. The demon cat isn't that powerful.
You and that cat. Don't worry. I'll talk to Congresswoman Mitchell.
How long does it take to vote? We're gonna miss our plane.
John the staffer emailed me this week. He said Senator something was home from the animal hospital. He isn't very happy about the cast on his leg, but he's getting lots of attention from all the visitors to the congresswoman's office. He says Senator something is getting so many treats, he probably gained 10 pounds already.
It looks like a parking lot out here. 8 million black SUVs all waiting to take members of Congress to the airport. If they don't hurry up, they'll all miss their planes and they'll all miss Thanksgiving.
It'll be nice to be back home. In California, I mean.
No kidding. I can finally find some decent clothes to replace the ones eaten by the moths. Ugh, DC has some of the ugliest clothes in the world.
Did you pack your cinnamon stick?
I can't believe you're stupid enough to believe in the power of a cinnamon stick. You probably still believe in the tooth fairy, too.
Papa packed his, and I have mine here in my backpack.
Uh-huh. Hey, Fina.
What?
That car over there, hanging out the window. Anyone look familiar?
Senator something!
Go fast, before they finish voting. Go!
I'll be right back. Eyebrows off my face. Hey there, boy. How are you? You look good. You missed me, huh? Heading home to Georgia for the holidays? Papa says that means you're probably a Georgia bulldog. I'm really sorry, Senator something, about the accident. Well, I'm happy to see you too. What is it? You're right. The Capitol doors are opening. Here they come. Votes must be over. I've got to go. Gabby, Papa, and I are flying back to California. We're having Thanksgiving at Tia Catalina's house. You have a safe ride down to Georgia. Don't eat too many peanuts. Be good. I love you.
Marta, those onion pieces. Marta! Más largos Chop them así, así, por favor. Rinse that bird again. Nothing worse than a dirty turkey. Oye, you call that fruit salad? Mas naranjas, mucho mas.
Yes, mama.
Ay, just because I'm sitting around with my leg in a cast doesn't mean I can't supervise Thanksgiving for the family. Woo, woo, woo. Open that door, Fina. Hot as Vegas in August. Por favor.
She's a beauty, Tio Tom. When are you going to let me take her for a spin?
Why is it all the girls are in the kitchen and all the Tios and cousins are standing around in the front yard looking at Tio Tom's new car?
And don't forget, all afternoon they'll take over the family room watching football game after football game.
So, Tio Tom, how old were you when you got your driver's license?
How come Gabby's outside with the boys?
Because, unlike you, Gabby's actually interested in cars. Why are you standing around with nothing to do? Go on, wash your hands. Start peeling those potatoes. Andale.
Yes, abuelita.
Where's your father?
In the back bedroom doing a Spanish radio interview, as usual.
Remember the year Grace left the bag of turkey parts inside the bird?
And Arturo thought he was getting a baby Jesus in his stuffing as if it was Rosca de Reyes cake, but it was only the neck bone.
That's right.
Come here, hija. She's right here with us. Laughing, telling stories with your tías.
Nobody in Washington knows Mama except me and Gabby and Papa. Nobody in Washington tells funny stories about her, and Papa never talks about her at all.
But here, in this loud and noisy kitchen, it feels like your Mama is with us once again. Thanks.
Remember the time Grace used tofu instead of milk and eggs in her pumpkin pie? And the only one who would eat it was Tio Tom because...
He eats anything!
Come on. Oye, there's a whole lot of potatoes waiting to be peeled. Go on!
Congressman Mendoza, welcome, sir. We're so glad you're here. Our veterans have quite a few questions for you. Let me round up the fellas and ladies, and I'll come back to get you and introduce you.
I'll be right here. How about that parade? Pretty cool, huh?
Gabby and I practiced our queen wave.
Very nice.
Except Gabby kept bugging the driver. What year was this Cadillac made? Is it hard to shift gears when they're next to the steering wheel instead of on the floor? What's the secret to parallel parking a car that big?
I finally told her to be quiet and let the man drive.
Smells like burned popcorn in here.
You didn't want to go off with your sister and see your old friends?
No. Trina had to go shopping with her mom, and she's the only one I wanted to see.
So you're stuck with me.
I want to be stuck with you.
I'm glad.
Congressman, we're ready for you, sir.
Showtime, Fina.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce a great friend of veterans, the representative from the 34th Congressional District, Congressman Arturo Mendoza.
I thought the soldiers were going to be really old, but most were about as old as Gabby. And they had so many problems. Why did they think you could fix how long it takes to get an appointment at the VA hospital?
I can't fix everything, but I can at least look into it. Things seem to move a bit faster when there's a call from Capitol Hill.
Where are we going? Oh, Pagoda Place. Our old house. It looks the same, but different. All those toys for little kids out on the front lawn? That pink plastic tricycle?
They're good tenants, Fina.
Feels like that other family's life is erasing our life there. Can we go now?
We never did fix that mailbox after Grace hit it backing out of the driveway.
Papa? I miss her too, Papa. Every day.
We're back!
Now, Arturo, don't be mad.
Mad? About what?
Talk to your daughter, eh? Y no seas terco.
Gabby?
It was an accident. I didn't see the little gate in the parking lot when I was backing up.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What do you mean, when you were backing up? You were driving? What were you doing behind the wheel of a car?
Tio Tom was giving me a driving lesson, and...
You don't have a learner's permit?
And whose fault is that? Yours. If I was still living in Los Angeles, I would be 4 weeks into driver's ed classes. I was supposed to start this fall. I'm 15 and a half. Old enough to take driver's ed and get my learner's permit. I would have my driver's license by Memorial Day. I could be a normal California person who drives everywhere, but no. You move us a million miles to stupid Washington, D.C., where they don't give learner's permits until you're 16 and a half. 16 and a half! That's a whole year away! Instead, I have to take the stupid, stinky red line every day.
Gabby!
And it's always stuffed with tourists who don't know where they're going, and they're always on the wrong train. And you have to give them directions. Ugh, and there are these women with baby strollers bigger than Theo Tom's car that bang into your leg every time the train stops. Ugh. Do you know how many times there's a delay on the red line and Metro apologizes for the inconvenience? And it's always when the air conditioning isn't working, and I'm stuck there with all these sweaty people.
I solved one mystery, why Gabby's been so crabby. She just wanted to learn how to drive.
Mira, such a detective.
But that means the curse of the demon cat reaches past Washington. It broke your leg, abuelita. It made Gabby crash Theo Tom's car. It almost killed Senator something. The only person not yet touched by the curse of the demon cat is...
I know what you're afraid of, mija.
You do?
It is a terrible thing to lose your mother. I was practically an old lady when mi madre se murió. You're still a baby.
I'm not a baby, abuelita.
No, of course you're not. But in your heart... You're afraid you'll also lose your father, that he might die as well.
Oh, abuelita, I miss Mama, even when she was mad at me for not picking up my socks or for forgetting to do my math homework.
You are like her, you know. Fearless, funny, kind, smart as the devil. You go back to Washington tomorrow. And you confront that cursed cat.
But the cinnamon sticks aren't working.
You need something stronger than cinnamon, mi amor. Here, toma.
The Queen of Hearts? You always carry this beat-up old playing card.
La Reina has been with me for 30 years. She is my special good luck charm for the blackjack table.
But, abuelita, won't you need her yourself?
Look at this leg. I won't be going to the casino anytime soon. Oye, did I tell you? They are finally going to mail me a check, that casino, for my $35. Ya ves? You put La Reina in your pocket, and soon, when I fly to Washington... You will show me where you defeated that gato travieso. Yes?
El gato travieso.
that troublemaker. I'll take good care of La Reina, abuelita. I promise. I'll be brave and I will face the demon cat.
Congresswoman Mitchell's office. Just a moment. I'll connect you with constituent services.
Excuse me? I have an appointment with Congresswoman Mitchell. Papa, Congressman Mendoza says she wanted to see me.
She'll be with you in a minute. Just take a seat.
What happened to John? Did he get fired?
Congresswoman Mitchell's office. Yes, ma'am. Just a moment, ma'am. You can go in now.
Congresswoman? Hey there, Senator something.
Take a seat, Miss Mendoza. John told me what happened, how he should have been looking when he pulled out of the Rayburn garage, how he might have been speeding, right, John?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, John wouldn't have hit Senator something if you had been properly doing your job, Miss Mendoza. I was furious with both of you, and I needed some time to cool off. I love that silly old hound dog. It's clear that Senator Something loves you, Miss Mendoza. He doesn't blame you for his accident, or John. And I believe everybody deserves a second chance. What say you and I start all over again?
You mean you don't want to fire John and me?
No, I don't. Who would answer my phones? And who would walk my dog?
You're offering me my old job?
I am. Now, since Senator Something is my dog, the vet bill is my problem. As to this invoice for repair of the National Mall display table...
Don't worry, ma'am. I promise to pay for it. And I will, eventually.
I appreciate you taking responsibility, dear, but it's not entirely your fault. I believe it was my dog who caused the damage. Suppose we split it, 50-50?
Really?
Let's see. Your portion would be $180, which I believe is the amount you have earned so far walking Senator Something. Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Then I think we can call it even and start again with a clean slate.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Go on, Senator Something. Go seal the deal.
One condition, Senator Something. This is the only Washington Monument you are allowed to chew. And now I've got to go, Senator Something. It's time. Don't worry. I'm ready for El Gato Travieso. No, Senator. This is something I have to do myself. Hello, Mr. Churchill. Your nose is cold. Okay, here goes. We are still masters of our fate. We are still captain of our souls. Between you and the Queen of Hearts, Mr. Churchill, I'm ready.
Well, look who's here.
Not a word from you, Caesar Rodney. I'm not scared anymore of you or anything else. You're just a statue, and that cat... Well, I don't know what she is, but it's not her fault Gabby crashed Theo Tom's car. She just wanted a drive. And I dropped the spaghetti sauce because the jar slipped out of my hands. Senator Something got hit by the car because I didn't hold on to the leash. Abuelita broke her leg because, well, I'm not exactly sure why she fell off the bar stool, but I know it's not because of some gato malcriado.
Aren't we the spunky one this afternoon? Who do you think you are anyway?
I'm Fina Mendoza. Granddaughter of Josefina Mendoza, daughter of Congressman Arturo Mendoza and Grace Mendoza. I'm double digits, 10 years old, and I'm going to solve the mystery of the demon cat. Where's it coming from? There! It's real! What do you want, you demon cat, you? stay away from the Mendoza family, or I'll hold up La Reina and send you back to whatever corner of hell you came from. Do you hear me? Why aren't you listening to me? Hey, I'm over here. What are you staring at? What are you doing? What do you want? What is that? A mouse? For me?
Meow.
Yes, I suppose you are a very clever cat. I guess if you're giving me a present, you aren't really mad at me. And if you're not mad at me, you're not cursing me either, sending me bad luck. Thank you?
Meow.
So now I'm allowed to pet you?
Meow.
What? What did I do? What's wrong with my hand? You act like I smell like a dog. Wait a minute. I was touching a dog. You're not mad at me. You're mad at Senator something.
I see you met DC.
Oh, it's you. I didn't hear you come in. DC, her name is Demon Cat?
District of Columbia. Good girl. Name's Carl Jefferson.
Fina Mendoza, nice to meet you. Is she your cat?
I suppose, much as a cat can belong to anybody.
And she lives here, in the crypt?
Guess you could say she works here too. Let me pick up that poor old mouse. Always been mice in the capital, generations of mice. They still think they have the run of the place, but lawmakers don't like that, so we gotta get rid of them. The mice, that is, not the congressmen. Upstairs, we use those yellow sticky traps.
Like the ones you stuck in all the corners of the Rules Committee room.
The bosses don't want us to use old-fashioned mouse traps.
You mean the ones in cartoons? The snappy kind with a giant piece of cheese?
Right. Too cruel. What those do-gooders don't know is that the mouse is usually alive when he gets stuck to the tape. Still alive when you go back to collect them in the morning. Stuck to the paper, crying, scared, terrified little critter. Then it's up to me to get rid of it.
You mean you have to kill it? Can't you just let them go?
Well, they'd come right back here to the nice warm capital.
How come you don't use the sticky tape here in the crypt?
Too many school kids with too many busy fingers. One of them even broke the National Mall table.
That was me.
You?
Well, actually, it was Senator something.
He that new freshman senator from Kansas?
No, he's a dog. I walk him for Congresswoman Mitchell. He bit off one of the Washington monuments.
That there National Mall table was DC's favorite place to perch. She'd sit right in the middle, looking around the room for mice.
I bet Senator something smelled cat on the National Mall table, and that's why he jumped up there and took a bite out of... Where did DC come from?
Oh, I found this here feline nosing around the garbage room in the basement. Didn't belong to nobody, so I just brought her to work. DC is a first-class mouser. Just don't tell nobody, especially that Capitol policewoman. You know the one, mean as spit. Man, that woman hates everything that ain't in the rule book, especially animals, dogs, cats, kids, hates them all. So I told her a little story.
Let me guess, Mr. Jefferson. You told the policewoman that the demon cat of Capitol Hill had returned to the crypt. You told her DC was the demon cat.
Everybody around here knows the legend of the demon cat, of course, of Capitol Hill. But nobody believes it. Except her.
And me. Or at least I did.
That policewoman, she's bad news. Looking for trouble. But long as she thinks the demon cat is out to get her, she'll leave me and DC alone.
Meow.
So the demon cat is a real cat, and she isn't putting a curse on me. She just smelled dog. All of our months of bad luck were just, what? Old-fashioned bad luck? Mistakes? There's no curse, not really.
Meow.
I did it. I solved the mystery of the demon cat of Capitol Hill.
right on time, you two.
What's the big mystery, Claudia? I got this text from Papa. Meet me at the south door of the Capitol, 4:45 sharp.
You're the detective, Fina. What do you think?
Maybe Papa's taking us to that Christmas tree lot at Eastern Market. We didn't have a tree last year because...
There you are. Let's get moving.
Bye, guys. Have fun.
Where are we going? I have geometry homework.
You'll see.
Look! On the west lawn, in front of the Capitol, a giant Christmas tree!
Our Christmas tree, mijas!
What do you mean?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the 55th annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony at the U.S. Capitol.
Come on, over to the stage.
I have the great honor to introduce to you the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Yeah. Who cares?
Isn't this tree gorgeous? Let's hear it for the tree. First of all, I'd like to introduce the man whose district once was home to this lovely white fir tree. Congressman Arturo Mendoza represents the great 34th Congressional District of California. Now, many of you might think of Los Angeles nothing more than freeways, cars, and traffic. Congressman Mendoza's district stretches all the way up to the Angeles National Forest in the mountains above smoggy LA. Congressman Mendoza.
Thank you.
Great, it's a tree. Big deal. It's cold. When do we get to go home?
It's an appropriate theme for this year's Capitol Christmas tree, given the fact that the Democrats and Republicans have been fighting this year, well, like cats and dogs. the congressman is accompanied by his two lovely daughters, Gabrielle and Josefina Mendoza.
Us.
Come on up, you two.
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Speaker?
He smells like a cigarette. No, a cigar. The same cigar smoke I smelled in the crypt. Of course. The speaker's office is right upstairs from the crypt. It was him who was smoking. Another mystery solved.
The people of Southern California are honored to share one of our beautiful white firs with the nation as this year's Capitol Christmas tree. Though, as a California native, this poor old guy can't quite understand why it's so darn cold out here in Washington.
And now, with the congressman's two lovely daughters, Gabrielle and Josefina, would you step over here and do the honors? Ladies, do you want to push the button and turn on the lights?
Cool.
Three, two, one.
Thank you to everybody. Enjoy the concert.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are your branches.
Oh, look, Gabby. Pretty cool. Look, there's even confetti.
That's not confetti, Fina Fine.
Cold and wet. Snow, Gabby. Baba, it's snowing. Wait till I tell Trina. Maybe it'll last until Christmas when Abuelita gets here. We can show her the snow and our own Capitol Christmas tree.
Did you notice the ornaments, mija? Come on.
Check it out, Fina. Cars. There's a Porsche and a Jaguar. Oh, a classic Stingray.
Kids in schools all over the district made every one of them.
Papa?
Look at the snow. It's starting to stick to the branches.
Papa, the ornaments, they aren't just cars.
You noticed.
They're dogs and cats, too.
Look at that one, the dog with the curly orange fur.
Senator something! And there's a German Shepherd that looks like Hans the police dog, and a gray-striped tabby, and a tuxedo cat like Trina's cat Pixie.
Dogs and cats and cars.
How did you know, Papa?
I do pay attention to my girls once in a while. You've got snow in your hair. And look, there's your special ornament, black cat, yellow eyes. Of course,
It's not exactly the size of a school bus, but it looks a lot like your demon cat.
Don't be silly, Papa. There's no such thing as a demon cat.
The Fina Mendoza Mysteries podcast is written and produced by Kitty Feldy. Our cast includes Amy Solano as Fina Mendoza, Monica Vigil as Gabby, Raul Garza as Papa, Christine Avila as Abuelita, Linda Graves as Claudia, Laura Stegman as Congresswoman Mitchell, Melanie McQueen as the Capitol Policewoman, Wenzel Jones as the Statue of Caesar Rodney, Steve Gamber as John the Staffer, Susan Vallett as Ms. Greenwood, India Scaglione as Becca and William Beamer as Michael, Elizabeth Logan as the Demon Cat, Paul Cummings as Carl Jefferson, Rosalie Fox as the Veterinarian, Imelda Hinojosa as Tia Catalina, Brian Bland as the tour guide, Matt Kaplan as the house historian, and Steve Dvorkin is Senator Something. Hannah Matzecki is our associate producer. Hunter Feldy is associate sound designer. Our music is by Andrew Barkin, and our logo designer is Imelda Hinojosa. The Fina Mendoza Mysteries podcast is based on the award-winning book, Welcome to Washington, Fina Mendoza, published by Black Rose Writing. You can find out more at our website, finamendozamysteries.com.